When I first arrived in Omaha, Nebraska, I quickly discovered a place that offers an amazing diversity of things to do and see, ranging from music, theater, trend-setting culinary experiences to a palpable history, as well as icons of America, such as the legendary Boys Town, founded by Father Flanagan nearly a century ago. I'm Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me in Omaha for a journey of discovery. We'll start out at Love's Jazz and Arts Center in the heart of the north side of town. Love's is a nonprofit center that melds the best of local and regional art and music. Tim Clark, Executive Director of Love's Jazz and Arts Center. How cool. Tell us about it and the history.
Yes. Hey, thank you very much, and welcome to what we call the Good Life here in Omaha, Nebraska. And if your listeners could see, I'm doing the jazz hand as our official welcome to you. I'm the Executive Director of the Love Jazz and Arts Center, and our primary focus is to preserve, present, and promote African-American arts and jazz, and specifically around the late and the great Preston Love. He was a noted big band jazz band leader.
From an Omaha native, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's from Omaha, Nebraska. And you know, when you think about Omaha, believe it or not, Omaha was once known as a national jazz hub. And you would think, well, Omaha, what's in Omaha? You know, steers and cattle and whatever. No, we geographically.
You're talking an equal with Kansas City.
Absolutely, equal with Kansas City, because we were in the middle. So if you were coming from the East Coast, West Coast, so a lot of this was a natural stop for a lot of national artists, and they stopped right here in Omaha.
In the 20s and 30s.
In the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really
went right on through.
It was a long span of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as they say, this joint is hopping. I mean, this area was really vibrant, live. You had, you know, six or seven jazz clubs and in the area.
Some of the names of the legendary performers who would have made stops here.
Oh, you had from Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, Count Basie, the Duke, you name them, they came through here on their way to somewhere else. And then Omaha became known for picking up great sidemen or musicians as well. And so it was really a kind of a nice hidden jewel that people just didn't know about in terms of the significance of what Omaha did for his contribution to music. Another great name that came out of Omaha was Buddy Miles, late Buddy Miles, which he was the drummer for Jimi Hendrix.
And he's from Omaha.
And a lot of folks in the California area may know him from the California Raisin commercial. He was the talent behind the California Raisin. So, so there's Omaha mostly known for, you know, the famous or the billionaire Warren Buffett, Bob, for a lot of noted names in terms of sports, but also music was a very, very strong in terms of creating a strong name for Omaha for some great musicians coming out of Omaha.
Would it be fair to ask, is there or was there an Omaha sound?
You know what? I think it was. Yeah, I think there. And we're trying to really redefine that now as you look at, also what really took away a lot of that energy was a lot of the race riots and things that was happening in the 60s. So it pretty much destroyed all of the things I'm talking about, man. It really destroyed all that. And so the Love Jazz and Arts Center is really providing the leadership, the catalyst to reigniting that renaissance that took place back in the day.
Let's go back to the day. Let's say 1939, 1940. It would begin be fair to assume that the segregation and racism that you encountered in Kansas City would be similar here, right?
Absolutely.
Total basic segregation. Think about the paradox, though. is that's what created that incubator, that beautiful, pristine catalyst that you would not have had if it hadn't been the ugly days.
That's right.
Isn't
absolutely.
That isn't that a paradox?
It really is. And music, the sharing of music and culture, it brought people together. But yet, even when you think about an area that was probably predominantly populated by people of color, but people traveled from all parts of the city to come to North Omaha, and particularly because of unbelievable arts and entertainment. And so that's what we're trying to get back to, so we can become that destination, that attraction that will allow people from both from Omaha, from Nebraska, and surrounding areas.
The whole region.
Yeah.
Is it working? Is this going through a renaissance? Is it becoming a hub once again?
I think it's working. I think it's working. And sometimes they say, hey, it's one day at a time. But I think it's working. I think we're doing what it takes to reignite that excitement and attract the kind of people we need to attract to bring it back. And so, it took a long time to create that. So it's going to take a while to get it back to where we want, but I think we have a window of opportunity that I really think in the next 3 years, when you come back to Omaha, you're going to see a whole transformation of culture, arts, and entertainment that's happening right in North Omaha.
I love it. Let's dig a little deeper on Love's Jazz and Arts Center. Where did the vision come from? When was it born?
In 2005. Under the leadership of a former city council person, Frank Brown, really was his vision, along with Neville, Mary, and some other folks, that said, hey, what's our way back to re-energizing this whole cultural base in North Omaha? And so they put together a board in partnership with the city, and they formed a partnership that allowed for them to attract some dollars to renovate this building. Basically put together two buildings. This was right across the street, an old Safeway building. This was some office space and everything in terms of the past. But that's what ignited and got it started, was really a former city official. And now we're really looking at doing other things.
When did it open?
In 2005.
Since then, you have had ongoing live performers.
Yes, right.
Is it primarily trying to showcase local and regional performers, or do you try and bring in national acts?
Yeah, we've had national performers, and we've had international exhibits. So there's two focal points. We do national and local exhibits.
This is both art
that's
exhibit
right.
you're talking
that,
about.
Yeah, that takes care of the art component. Mm-hmm. And then we do the live jazz and the preservation of the legacy of jazz and Preston Love. And so we've had exhibits from the United Nations here, national traveling exhibits. And so there is just unbelievable opportunities to see world-class art here. We featured a gentleman out of Atlanta by the name of Cecil Bernard. He's noted as the artist for the stars. This here, what you see, is called Songs from the Soul. And this is about 40 pieces of work that's really is a static portraits of unbelievable artists. I mean, you can see the likes of Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, and B.B. King, and seeing what they contributed to the world as it relates to music. So we try to keep that, but then we promote and highlight local artists. This is becoming the venue and the spot. If you want to experience some authentic or some straightforward jazz or some contemporary or smooth jazz, this is the place. We have some of the best players in the city, in the area, that comes here and play on a consistent basis. And then we also look at regional. We bring in artists from Kansas City and the region, and national artists. We've had national artists come in as well.
Example of a national
artist. National artist, Mike Phillips. He's a world-renowned jazz saxophonist. that's been here. We've had several other artists that's come here in terms of just national artists, but it's been, you know, under my leadership for the last 3 years. And so it's kind of gone through management change, kind of a retooling.
Is the mission, is it a nonprofit mission?
Yeah.
What's the ultimate intent?
Well, we're 501c3, so we really focus on not only just educational programs, we work with trying to keep alive the mission of preserving, promoting, presenting African-American art and jazz.
What's your mission in reaching out to the young kids, junior high, high school? Because it seems that's your future.
That's right. And we do understand that, in that, especially when you think about jazz. Jazz is one of the original American art forms that was created right here in the United States, in America.
As much right here in the Midwest as New York.
Absolutely. Yeah. But if we don't do the kind of things to keep it in the front of our young people, we lose it. And so we do work with our school districts and group workshops, interactive workshops.
So you go to the schools too?
Actually, they come here.
Okay.
Primarily the students come here. And not only students, but also senior citizens, adults. And we have interactive type programs that really allow for us to keep that alive in terms of educating, increasing the awareness, and educating people about jazz as American art form.
That's so awesome. So this really is the showcase venue for Omaha.
Yes, absolutely. This is the premier showcase venue for live music and art, particularly jazz and African-American art. Absolutely. I think as your listeners are looking at, especially you're traveling to the Midwest, I think this is a must. You know, stop and check out our website at lovesjazzandartcenter.org, or they can call us and say, hey, what's going on at the Love Jazz and Art Center? We call it short for LJAC. You know, it's kind of, you know, live, you know, jazz at the LJAC.
Love it.
And so they can call us at 402-502-5291. And just if they're going to be in the area and want to come and experience the Omaha vibe of jazz, smooth, because we do have our own little sound that we do here that's very unique to the Midwest.
What's a typical cover?
$5-$10.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah. And so, and, you know, it is. And so, but the thing is, being a 501c3, we keep it low.
Yes.
And so we can make it affordable for the area because we're anchored in the community. And so sometimes you see outfits like ours, they outprice themselves, and the community can't even take advantage of it.
Yeah, the only people that are left are the elitist.
That's right.
People, and the common man is cut out of their own music.
Absolutely. Right? And so we really try to pay attention to making sure it's affordable for the community.
I love it.
Yeah. You know, I thank you for this opportunity, man, and we keep your eyes and ears on the Love Jazz and Art Center because we're on the move, and we are absolutely jazzed about our future.
I love it. Tim Clark, Executive Director at Love's Jazz and Art Center in the heart of Omaha, Nebraska. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant.